Mike is banging into all the equipment.
Breaking. Ryan Lochte welcomes a son.
Oh, I don't care. James Comey is testifying on the Hill today.
And oh, yeah, that's worry right.
About, we're going to worry about Ryan Lochte.
E! News just said it was breaking. I'm sorry.
Because that's all they have going on in their world.
Meanwhile, I'm on CNN for, and all it says is Comey's big moment.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Around the Mic here on SoJo 1049, or with SoJo 1049.
Yes. What happened? Are you what day awake? Is it? What day is it?
What day is it?
We've been busy lately. Sorry we've been away. I'm Heather DeLuca. With me, as always, is Mike Richmond and Social Spring of The Mike Show.
Hello.
Welcome, y'all.
How y'all doing?
I'm a little tired today, if I'm being honest. Spring's a little under the weather.
Yeah, I woke up with a cold in June.
Summer in colds June. Are the worst.
Summertime sickness.
Yeah.
She's got that Lana Del Rey remix on that.
Summertime sickness.
Seriously, and I woke up. It's 50 degrees outside. I'm like, it's June.
This is why you're getting sick, because it's been so damp and cold lately, and then we're going from 50 degrees to like a 90 degree heat wave this coming week.
God. I was in Key West one time in August, and I caught a cold. There's nothing worse than the only thing worse than having a summertime cold is being in the Florida Keys and having a cold in summertime.
Because it's probably so humid and tacky. Like, I can't imagine. It must be so bad on your, like, sinuses.
Wow,
and stuff.
I cannot wait to get to Miami tomorrow.
Oh, girl.
You won't believe the amount of drinking I had
South
to do
Jersey's
to dry
own
up
SoJo
everything.
1049 playing the 90s.
That was so freaky, just because you're staring at me and I heard your voice.
I accidentally hit a button and played myself. I got played by me.
We all got distracted.
I got distracted. Sorry. So Spring and I both have so much to do in this next 24 hours that we're spiraling and don't know what to do first.
I just want to mention that we're both wearing gray and both have caps on. But she took the extra effort to actually put makeup on. I didn't bother
thank you
today.
Thank you for noticing.
I can see that.
That's
I
how
like
I
it.
Overcompensate for wearing the hat.
That's what I do. Except today I couldn't do it. I was like, oh, I feel horrible. I'm just going to throw a hat on it and I'll put on makeup later.
We really need to start videoing this podcast.
No, we don't.
Sure.
It's bad enough you videoed this morning and I don't have makeup and
I don't really like this side of my face and that's where the camera's pointing,
well,
but whatever.
We were talking about when you yawn and sometimes spit comes out.
Get
and
that
me,
stream of
from underneath your tongue. Yeah. Has anyone ever figured out what that is and why that is there? Like, am I a whale?
Right. Like, you feel like a snake. But the problem was, I'm trying to have it, for the lack of a better word, squirt out of my mouth and look like a snake, completely forgetting it's being recorded.
Yeah, for real.
So I'm here making all of these voices. My tongue is out. I'm turning. I'm like giving a whole show.
I can't do it on command. I cannot squirt on command.
I cannot squirt on command.
Ending
either.
That. We're leaving that conversation right there.
But no recording this podcast.
So Spring and
for
I
now,
have
so, I look pretty.
So much to do, and we're in a black hole of procrastination.
Yes.
How do you get out of things like that? How do you just do things, Mike Richmond? Tell us.
I heard someone say once, whatever you don't want to do, do it first and do it right away. Whatever you don't want to do the most, do that first and do it immediately.
It's a good tip.
Or else you'll never get to it.
So do the hardest thing first and get it off of your plate.
Bite the bullet and go for it, because it's always gonna linger there. And, you know, whether it's step five on the list, you're going to go, okay, number two. You're going to slow down on the first four things because you don't want to get to number five on the list, because that's the thing you don't want to do the most.
Yeah.
See, my problem is that I could do the hardest thing first, but then I open a new tab and boom, I'm on Facebook. Boom, I'm on Elite Daily. Boom, I'm on BuzzFeed. And now I'm on 10 different tabs when I could have just finished what I was trying to do.
We talked about it. Like,
it's a problem.
We have, Spring and I both have like the attention span
of
a gnat.
No, we really do.
Getting locked into a hole on YouTube, a black hole on YouTube, before it like an hour passes by and I realize I haven't blinked. I've watched so many videos. Yep.
Yeah, you do get sucked into that hole.
What about the kids? Like, do they follow suit? Like, is one kid more proactive than the other? Do you have a child at home that, like, doesn't follow your lead and doing the hardest thing first.
I didn't have an option.
Because if you were to ask my mother, I'm not related to her based off the way she raised me. Like, my mom is 100% like a doer, and I get sucked into this, like,
don't get me wrong,
despair.
When I do it amazing and it's great.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
But it just takes me a while to get there.
It's
that's
like
all.
It's like, how can somebody be a perfectionist and a procrastinator, like, all in the same?
She gets me. She literally gets me, because that is me. It is literally me.
Oh my gosh. Look, do we need therapy? Do we need, like, do we?
my house can be a mess, and I know inside it's driving me crazy, but to get the power to get up and clean everything. Much.
It's like inertia. You know what I mean?
God. Spring's getting ready to go to Miami for the weekend. That's why. And you got so much stuff to do. It's not even worth going away or going on vacation almost, because there's so much work that has to be done before you get.
So then you do nothing and then go into a panic frenzy at the end because you're also a perfectionist that everything needs to be
and
done.
And before
right.
she knows it, it's 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. Yes. She hasn't packed the thing.
That's what I'm trying to avoid, because then I'm going to sit here just like, hi. I hate it.
Heather, are you going somewhere this weekend? Or why are you procrastinating? And what do you have to do?
It's like all good, fun, creative things. It's all Sojo 104.9 related things.
Right.
Things that we're working on that are fun for everybody.
It's a very busy, busy weekend.
But I have like a deadline for things for tomorrow especially. And it is like, it's sending me into a tailspin. And it will all get done. But I'm having a legit panic attack.
Wait, do you have Wild Wild West tonight also?
No, thank you for reminding me. I do not.
Okay.
No, the crew is out there. I don't have that, but...
So like, she has to have fun tonight on top of all the other work she has
to do.
I
do have to leave early here tomorrow because I am going to New York to see Waitress, the musical with Sarah Bareilles, because it's her last weekend. So I want to get up and into the city before... You know, nightmares traffic through and out, into
especially
and out of the tunnels and everything. So there's that. So I have less time to do things to begin with. But
I know.
You're big on the Broadway shows. You go to Broadway. Frequently.
Occasionally.
More than I do.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the biggest musical fan. I like plays. I really like
good
theater.
Have you heard this week the two latest that they mentioned that are coming out?
If you're going to mention the Jagged Little Pill musical. Mm-mm.
Oh, I got two even worse than that.
Worse than that?
Worse than that.
Okay, hit me.
The first one, this one, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but it's not as bad. I'll save the worst for last. Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville, the musical.
All right.
And don't get me wrong, I love Margaritaville. I love Jimmy Buffett. But a musical?
Okay.
Not needed.
So Billy Joel's Moving Out, right? That was like really popular on Broadway for a really long time. All, you know, music from Billy Joel's catalog. And then you had Jersey Boys, right? Which was about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Mm-hmm. Then Carole King's Beautiful. Like, no interest whatsoever. Like, if I want to hear Billy Joel songs, I will go see Billy Joel in concert. Like, I don't get that. Like, I want something cool and innovative.
Okay.
Like, Wicked was probably the most innovative because it was a prequel. It was a story leading up to something that you know very well, which is The Wizard of Oz. So I liked going to see that, even though it was a musical. I don't really like theater where just people just spontaneously break out into song and they start singing their conversations.
I totally wish I lived that kind of life.
Oh my gosh.
It's so bad. I'm not proud of it. No. I watched Mamma Mia, the Meryl Streep version, which is like, it's somewhat mediocre. It's kind of bad. But you watch it because it's just like, why are they breaking out into song and ABBA songs of all things?
That's why I thought I was going to have, it's what held me off from seeing La La Land for so long because
of the musical?
I just hate that component, which is
I love it.
Insane because two of my favorite movies of all time are Grease,
which is a musical,
and Xanadu, which is not sort of a musical.
Right.
They don't sing in it, but there's a huge musical component.
Did you ever see those on Broadway?
Xanadu was on Broadway, wasn't it?
And Grease was, too.
I did not go to see Xanadu because I was like, they're going to ruin it. And how the heck are they going to put a roller skating rink inside of the theater? It did not work for Starlight Express.
Yeah.
And I did see Grease when Rosie O'Donnell was Rizzo. And it was like, why? I could not believe that she was supposed to be on Broadway. Like, she was supposed to be a high school student. Like, give me a break.
You mentioned the Billy Joel thing. Wife Karen made me go to see that show, but it was the traveling group that did it. So I'm just listening to a bunch of strangers singing Billy Joel songs.
So
that definitely sounds weird.
I mean they did a great job.
See Billy Joel.
Don't get me wrong, but it's like a cover band.
I feel like that's such an easy thing to do now. Like, nobody is writing, no one is writing musicals that are born out of like creativity and imagination.
Do you think that's why Hamilton was such a big deal?
Yes. I think back to like David Bryan from Bon Jovi wrote Memphis, which won a Tony Award, and that was very innovative. It was about a particular place and time, but it was all original storyline, all original music. And the Book of Mormon by Matt Stone and Trey Parker, who gave us South Park. I thought saw the traveling for that as well. I thought that that was so imaginative, and the songs were like, they did break out into song, but it was so funny. Like, you almost didn't mind it. So I think it's such a cop out. Like, I hate to even say this, but like, Waitress was a movie with Keri Russell. So now they're going to they keep taking these movies and putting them to Broadway. Like, what did I hear? Like, it's not Lethal Weapon, but something stupid.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned innovative. I'm glad you mentioned funny.
Oh my God.
And I'm glad you mentioned new music.
Okay.
Because it was announced this week that they're making a musical, and it's going to be on Broadway. SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical.
Yep.
Like, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry are adding the music to it.
There's big names attached to it. Wait, let him do the list.
Who
is
the other? Yeah, there
David Bowie is involved.
Yeah, some song by
From the Grave, or
I think probably. I don't know.
He's dead.
Making it
interesting.
I don't know
but Bowie
if they were
on
like
the
working
list.
On it beforehand.
Yeah,
maybe?
Possibly.
But SpongeBob SquarePants,
John
the Broadway
Legend.
Musical.
Oh, kids are gonna freak out over that. So kids will love it. Maybe that should be a musical. I don't find that.
Do you want to see a giant square and star?
Can you imagine being that actor?
Right.
Imagine being those poor actors.
Putting that on your resume.
Finally, proper actors. We finally made it to Broadway.
Tell me about your previous roles. Like, you know, I was SpongeBob SquarePants.
Gotta wear a giant square.
Like, I already have a problem with SpongeBob to begin with because
why?
Because there are sea sponges. There are sea sponges. And if he's underwater, he should be a sea sponge, not a kitchen sponge.
Well, that's.
But he's shaped like a kitchen sponge.
His parents are sea sponges.
Okay.
That's what makes it even weirder.
All right.
So, like, they do address that he's like a kitchen sponge.
I've never watched it because I can't get over the fact, that
wow.
fact.
That is a level of detail I totally missed.
Really?
I'm not a SpongeBob guy.
I never got it. Maybe because, like, it was like my cartoon growing up.
Probably.
So it was just. Literally nonsense.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
None of it made sense. It was inappropriate.
Yeah, totally.
So many like hidden jokes. And
like, what's next? They're gonna bring like, aren't they bringing like? Isn't there Transformers the musical or Jurassic Park the musical? They're trying to make these movies now, like super popular movies, like Spider-Man. They tried to do it with Spider-Man. It was a colossal nightmare.
Yeah,
remember that? And that was like
I forgot all about that.
Bono, like
didn't
you
Spider-Man
too wrote that.
Fall into the crowd?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Every single freaking time.
Yeah, they killed like 18 Spider-Men. I say
he had not. No, he didn't have 9 lives.
So bad.
Fast and the Furious the musical.
No,
I want to see that.
No, I would not want to see that. I would definitely not want to see.
I feel like it would be like cardboard cutouts of like hot cars being like sound effects like. Like
I couldn't take it seriously. No, let's not do that.
Imagine the Vin Diesel character breaking out in a solo.
Do you think it's because they're running out of ideas?
Yes, Hollywood in general is running out of ideas.
They redid The Mummy, and without Brendan Fraser or Rachel Weisz, which I don't understand.
No, because now it's like Tom Cruise has to latch himself onto something
Why?
He thinks will be successful. So I'm so happy to see it's getting horrible reviews. And
terrible.
I hope no one goes to see it. Even Tom Cruise is dipping back into the well, going to Top Gun 2 30 years after the fact. There are no original ideas.
What is going on?
Nothing is original in
but
Hollywood.
The thing is, imagination is infinite, I think. I just don't think these big people who bankroll these things, I don't think they're willing to take the risk.
No, they're taking
that has to be it,
they're
right.
taking the easy way out by, you know... I guess maybe it's harder these days with Netflix and movies that are going straight to on demand and things like that. Maybe, I mean, how can we say like Hollywood doesn't make money? Wonder Woman just made like $100 million,
right.
And like even the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie has
which
gotten
should
like
not have
$300 million worldwide. Like, I mean, I don't know the answer. Yeah, I think that they don't want to take a risk.
And can you imagine making a musical like Jesus Christ Superstar nowadays?
No,
you can't do that nowadays. You can't do that.
No, but it was brilliant when it came out.
Well, absolutely, and it still stands up today.
You do a satire called The Book of Mormon, and you rag on the Mormons.
But now, nothing, not a thing.
I think that there are people who can produce stuff like that, but I think it's all about money. I don't think the backers are willing to take the financial risk.
No, but the ones that do come away with the Academy Awards. I mean, look at Moonlight. Look at La La Land.
That is true.
I mean. But they're not
just upsetting.
Blockbuster movies.
They spent so much money on ad sales just for The Mummy.
I want to, because it's bad.
But you can tell from the trailer that it's bad.
Because Leah Remini is one nail at a time putting the...
Tom Cruise is like, I have to defeat her somehow.
In the coffin.
Bang out these bad
Scientology.
Movies.
Yeah.
Risky Business Part 2,
please. Oh, God, please no.
What's that movie, Tom Cruise? I saw the trailer when I was watching something on YouTube the other day.
Anthem.
Where he's the pilot... He is like a small airplane pilot, and he gets busted by the government for running some stuff he's not supposed to be running. And then the CIA hires him to fly stuff sort of covertly for the government. And is based on a true story, they say.
Wait, this is Tom Cruise?
Google it, Tom
Cruise.
I'm
going to do it right now.
Airplane movie.
Was it? And it's like coming out?
Yeah.
Okay,
hold on. I saw the trailer for it the other day. This is based on the real life thing about a pilot who did stuff he wasn't supposed to, but now.
Remember when
he's
did
doing
fun
it.
Things like Brian Flannery and like Cocktail and.
Oh, Cocktail. That was a great movie.
And A Few Good Men.
Elizabeth Shue was in Cocktail, wasn't she?
Please tell me it's not.
Is it American
Impossible?
Made?
I think so.
Okay. American Made, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's American Made.
A pilot lands for the CIA. And as a drug runner in the South during the 1980s.
Wait, I just need to talk about the picture that pops up on the side when I first see it.
Who else is in
And it's Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise.
Semi-flexing.
Yeah.
The
smiling. It's such a shame because he really is so hot.
I know, but I am so over him and I just can't anymore. I'm really
sorry.
But
I look at him and I just see crazy. Like, I know he's crazy.
I know! Okay, we can't.
Like.
I'm sure he's fine.
Sure.
He's fine.
Sure, no, he's totally fine.
If Tom Cruise called you up right now, you wouldn't go out with him, have lunch?
Yeah, I totally would.
Yeah, I would, because I want to pick his brain.
That's why.
I want him to win me over. Win me over, Tom. Explain this to me, please. Just
I
want to
see all his responses, because you know that he's trained to respond a certain way.
Yeah,
he is.
He's brainwashed. Okay,
so
this is another conversation for another time. I'm going to get all worked up. I'm sorry. I'm already concerned about how many copies of Dianetics my brother has on his bookshelf in his apartment. And
that's a can of worms I don't want to open.
That's
yet.
An intervention that will be coming at some other time, but I don't have the wherewithal like right now to like.
Oh, I can't wait to throw
my
a
head's
match.
Gonna explode.
I can't wait to throw a match on that.
Why? What are you going to bring up?
Oh, I got some stuff.
You do? Are you a Scientologist secretly? Oh, my gosh. Are you?
No.
Okay,
no,
great.
Nope.
Thank goodness.
Emerald Sarah, like, what do you have, Mike?
Oh, gosh.
No.
No. Original
stop.
Ideas.
That's not funny. Stop looking that way. Okay, so.
Do you know who also isn't a Scientologist?
Stop it. Stop. Can you stop? Stop.
Spring.
Okay.
As program director of this radio, this great radio station, I can tell you the lead singer of The Killers is not coming here.
You never know.
Mike has convinced Spring that any given second, Brandon Flowers from The Killers is going to walk into the studio door.
What happened was that I'm missing the concert for the Saturday because I'm in Miami. So he just, and I told him that if Brandon Flowers ever came in here, I wouldn't know what, stop looking that way. I wouldn't know what to say. Like, I would break out into a sweat. And like, when it comes time for me to say my trending topic, I will say nothing but Brandon Flowers.
Oh.
So he was just like, Well, that's good to hear, because coming up right now is Brandy Flowers.
I would love, I just want to see her squirm.
I know. We,
and at the same time, oh my God, you know, meet her favorite.
Yeah, for
he's
sure.
The songwriter. One of the few celebrities that I would actually freak out over. The other one is Leonardo DiCaprio. I wouldn't know what to say.
Well, I'm with you there. I'd probably look into his eyes and like turn to stone.
If there is a way, would you freak out the same way at the very least if Brandon Flowers called us? Would you talk? Look at her.
All the air in my lungs just came out.
Okay.
Whoever is
listening. We're going to have to like work on this. I have some resources. I need to track this down.
Is my mission. I would actually start crying.
Okay. Mike and I are going to pinky swear. We're going to try to find a way to make this happen.
Can you imagine, Heather, if we could just get like multiple cameras to record it? Just to
see. He wants it in every single angle.
I wish I had one now just on her face. She's like going to cry and nothing is even happening.
Can you imagine, though? When it does happen, strap a GoPro to her head.
Oh my gosh.
And then spring cam.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it.
All right.
Oh my God.
Do you have something on your mind today other than torturing Spring?
Well, I guess we can go with that. Spring's number one celebrity.
Yeah.
Who she gets starstruck. We are jaded in this industry. We get to.
We spend a lot of time with musicians
and the biggest celebrities in the world. Who have you been totally starstruck by? If you have like a number one or maybe the top two, what celebrity have you met? Because mine are sort of unlikely.
My first one is Olivia Newton-John, because it was only a few years ago. And like, if I go back to my distant memory, like I don't. Like, I know Olivia Newton-John music like I like the air that I breathe, like all of her catalog from the 70s. Like, she's my all, my everything. Like, I don't know my life without her. Mm-hmm. So to be just like there with her and get a picture with her. I did go through in my mind like a million things. Like, what am I going to say?
Right.
There was such a long line of people waiting to get photos with her. It was like, yeah, that's great. Here, what's your name? Like, you know, it winds up not being, you almost don't want to meet. She was lovely.
Yeah.
But she's not a one trick pony. She's been doing this almost all of her life. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, they have their stick down. They know how to deal with their fans and everything. And I wanted to talk to her about Xanadu for like ever, for like 30 minutes. Aww. I just wanted to kidnap her and take her to the side and be like, tell me everything.
Oh, you gotta
she's
be careful.
She's gonna be like, that was the worst decision of my life. I should have never made that movie. But, the little kid inside of me totally came out. And I don't know if I can think of, that's just the one
Olivia
that's
Newton
like
John.
So top of mind for me. But
I can't think of anyone that I've met that I was actually starstruck by.
Taylor was a pretty big one for
you
me.
You better stop.
Until Brandon Flowers walks through this door.
He is definitely one. I don't know if I will be starstruck when I see Beyonce, which I know sounds insane because I am a huge like part of the Bayhive. But if I met Rihanna, I wouldn't know what to say. I don't know why.
That
not a clue.
Be a little intimidating, but I feel like she would be like totally cool and totally welcoming.
That's
like,
what makes it worse, because I mean she's open to talk.
So I only have one person like left on my list that I haven't met. Like, I've met Mariah. I've snuggled on Adam Levine 5 times. Like, what more in this world
can I
want?
Does that ever get tiring?
What? No. I just like try to be nice and like recognize the rest of Maroon 5 when I meet him. But he's so freaking handsome close up. You just like,
does he remember
Adam.
You?
No.
You never know.
How does he smell?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Does he smell good?
He smells all right. Lenny Kravitz, I thought, was going
to
smell like
smells
sex.
All right.
And Lenny
That's
Kravitz
a very good way to describe
smelled
that.
Like wet dog instead.
Ew.
And like
not too far.
Body odor and wet dog. No, like he doesn't use deodorant or something at all. It was like really bad.
Ew.
I have never met Debbie Gibson.
Okay.
And Tiffany was here.
Yes.
So that was like kind of surreal for me. Like, that's all that same era of like middle school and
we need to,
late 80s.
We need to get Debbie Gibson.
I know.
Because I would love to meet her,
only
too.
Only
in
My Dreams video came on yesterday and was like, oh, Mike and I are on this mission to, like, hunt her down. I don't know what I would say to her either.
I've talked to her a number of times on the phone.
Me too.
And she has family
in
the ocean.
In Vineland?
Does she come to visit often?
And she,
I have no idea.
Debbie told me that she has been to Night in Venice.
Oh, that's right. You said she comes to Night in Venice a lot.
One of her relatives had a boat in it, And so it's not uncommon for her to be in South Jersey.
You just haven't gotten her here yet.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. And she was like promoting, she was on Celebrity Apprentice, which like now I really want to talk to her, right? Because like the whole Donald Trump factor. But she was like all about promoting that. And I, it was the only time I've ever spoken to her. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about music from her. Like, I just wanted to talk about her music, and she was so not about promoting that at all. Like, she...
Really?
Yeah, she... I could hear... You can hear it in someone's voice where they just sort of shut down a little bit, and it's like, all right, move on to the next thing. And I was very sad because I sort of got that feeling from her. But I don't know. Maybe next time.
Yeah. All right. So we'll work on that.
I guess it, I guess with her, she probably... I hate to say this, she peaked at 18. It's like gotta be really, really hard when you've tried to make a career for yourself past that, but the bane of your success came from like 16 to 20 years old. So that is just like a minuscule part of her life, but it's what we all remember her for.
Right.
So I'm sure she just like doesn't want to be asked about something like, obviously, she's going to just only be remembered for being like this pop teen from the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
That does sound really upsetting.
The there are two celebrities I was totally starstruck by. And they probably, just by knowing me and looking at me, you probably don't think that the two I was most starstruck by, first off, James Brown.
What?
The Godfather
of
Soul.
I didn't know you met him.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's reasonable. That's awesome.
When I was in Athens, Georgia, at the University of Georgia, James Brown was our grand marshal for our homecoming. And I was working at a radio station at the time, and they says, "Hey, there's a press conference with James Brown at 2 o'clock. You wanna go? You want credentials for it?" I was like, "Yeah.
How do you say no to that, right?"
And so I was there with about three other people. And this limousine rolls up, and the door opens, a bottle of pills fell out, and then I see this...
Stop it.
I swear to God. And this big bouncer came around, grabbed him real quick, and held the door open. And then I see this boot come out, and then a suit.
Style.
And the Godfather of Soul, James Brown. And I was just like, James Brown. And got the opportunity to talk with him a little bit, get a picture with him. And I'm just standing there just looking at him like the biggest fangirl going, "Oh, my God, you're James Brown."
All of a sudden, your voice gets very high-pitched.
That's exactly. Soul. And I was just like, oh, my God, because he's from Georgia and lived in Georgia. And I was just so starstruck with James Brown, the history and the music and the James Brown. And the second one I was most starstruck by, I was in the Philadelphia airport flying to Atlanta. A plane was coming in from Atlanta. I see all this hubbub going on. And one of these little golf carts roll up.
Yeah.
So you know somebody important is coming. Mm-hmm. A golf cart with a bunch of people on it rolling up. And I see out of the corner of my eye, and wife Karen was there with me at the time, and I have this knack for just running into famous people in airports all the time. And I go, "Oh, my God." She's like, "What?" Coming off the airplane and walking over to the golf cart in a red suit, in red cowboy boots, rock and roll icon Little Richard.
No way.
And I was like,
what?
I was like, "Oh my God, it's
how
Little
are you
Richard.
Meeting all these legends? We need to start traveling with him."
Like, "I'll be right back." Totally left wife Karen there. I was like, "Oh my God, Little Richard."
He goes, "I totally left wife Karen."
And
did it bring her with
and
him?
So Little Richard, there's Little Richard. He's sitting there on the golf cart, and he's got all these huge bodyguards around him, and I'm the only person going up fangirling to.
Why were you
Richard.
So excited to see him,
Little
Mike?
Richard?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know.
Rock and roll.
Really?
One of the founders
of
rock and roll.
I'm wearing a Johnny Cash shirt today. I should get it, but.
Oh, my God. But,
I don't know.
He was so, and all the bodyguards, and I'm like the only guy walking up to him, and they're like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." I was like, "Do you mind if I just say hi to Little Richard real quick? Please,
right.
Please. He's like, "Okay." And super nice. He was a little under the weather, I think. He shook my hand. He had a snotty Kleenex in his hand when he shook my hand. It was kind of gross, but I was like, "Oh my God, I'm
it's fine
because
it's Little Richard."
Oh my God, it's Little Richard. And then he signed something real quick. The bodyguard handed it to me real fast. I took it. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, "Oh my God, have a great time." He goes, How are your family? How are you doing? Real nice. I said, "I'm sorry. I'm feeling
awesome.
A little sick, but have a good trip."
Oh. See, that's great.
Okay.
I love
that.
And
he handed me a little book or something that Little Richard had signed, and I don't know what it was, a little pamphlet thing, and away he went.
Here are the top three.
Okay.
First of all, I thought you were going to say Lady Gaga.
I almost thought that.
But you didn't. We didn't know. We didn't know what she would become at the time that she visited the visited the studio that we worked in at the time, because she rolled up in like a freaking hatchback.
Yeah.
And it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. We just didn't know. She was just promoting Just Dance, and she was just another artist like making the rounds and everything. But I thought he was going to say that. But here are the top three people that if I guess it's different than when like, OK, we're going to arrange an interview with this person. You're going to come and sit down with them, or they're going to call into the station. That's like one thing. Like there's a level of preparedness there.
Yeah.
But I agree with Mike. Like it's that spur of the moment. Mm-hmm. Like you run into somebody on the street and you're like, oh, my God, like, do I say something? Do I not? It's like it's like seeing animals outside of the zoo.
Yes.
You know,
that is exactly what it is.
Celebrities. They're just like us.
Celebrity
like,
escape.
But they're not just like us. They're celebrities.
They get met at the terminal with a golf cart. You know, we have to.
Walk.
Shuck our bags all by ourselves.
I got run over by that golf cart when Little Richard was leaving.
I'm sure it was a pleasure.
Yeah.
My top three that I would like faint if I saw them or got to talk to them.
Right.
Top three. Okay. Number one, and I shouldn't say this, Howard Stern is at the top of my list. I'm sorry.
That's reasonable.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. Like, really? I don't know that my life will be complete if I don't get near him at some point in time. And my window is my window is shrinking. But Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
And Judge Judy.
Judge Judy is an that's a great one.
Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't know what to say to Judge Judy. I feel like she would yell at me.
I mean, I want Oprah to be my godmother, and I want Judge Judy to be my like adopted grandmother.
I love that. I love Judge Judy. That was a good one.
I think people ask me, of course, the number one concert I went to, and of course, I was a big fan of Prince always.
Yeah.
And people ask me, did you ever meet Prince? And I said, no, I didn't. Never had the opportunity.
So sad, too.
Nor do I think I would want to.
Why?
Because, my husband said the same thing, because one of his favorites was Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots, and he's passed on, and Sean never got to meet him, and he's glad because... with the state of like the drug abuse, and he just thought it would ruin the experience, and he didn't want to remember that. Like, so he's actually glad he never got the chance to meet him. Is that the same?
Well, for Prince, I would be.
You?
What am I going to talk to him about?
I wouldn't
and
even know
Prince
where
is
to
also
start.
Just,
yeah,
he's not even like. Not normal. That's not the word I'm looking for. He's like otherworldly. Like
yes, that's
he's
it.
He's just like he's Prince.
He's
like,
on a whole other plane.
And if you saw him like right next to you, it's kind of just like it breaks that a little bit.
Yeah, what am I gonna talk? So hey, Prince, what's up?
Prince? Right. Like what do you talk about?
You literally would just say, I would like literally have just said, thank you for what like you've done with your talent. Thank you for what you've given the world. Like what else do you do except bow down to him and like.
I sort of felt that
fall
way.
Fall on his mercy. Like,
right,
I don't know.
Exactly.
I sort of felt that way when I met Sting. And
I met Sting. Yeah. That there you go. That's the one that freaked me out. It was
great.
So recent. I don't know why. I forgot. I might have been outer body experience. Oh, my gosh.
Sting was great. He could not have been nicer. Mm-hmm. He really is genuinely somebody you could go to a pub and have a beer with.
But don't you feel like he's just like exudes this positivity and love? Like, he walked into the room, and I don't believe in this stuff, but like... there's just a way about him that he seems so like evolved. Maybe it's that otherworldly thing like Prince, but I mean, he's just so damn cool.
Yeah.
He is just so damn cool. And
okay. I was just thinking he was so damn hot. Like, if
then there's that. Okay. Right. He's my dad's age and they, you know,
wow.
But
I had a man crush on him. So,
I know
so
you told me.
There, he's big and Sting is big into Reiki.
Okay.
Which is, you know, the energy that your body gives off, and it has a lot to do with your aura and your energy. So there was this woman in our meet and greet with Sting. I don't know if he knew her, or if she won her way in, not really sure, but she had these weird gloves on that had little dots, black gloves that had these white dots and lines all. It almost looked like a tarot card drawing, but like etched onto these two gloves. And she walked up to him and she said, you know, I really don't want a photo or anything. She's like, may I, before you go on stage, can I clear your aura? And he closed his eyes, and they had a moment where she just like went around him like this, just very close to his body. I was just like, I was like I was in church. Mm-hmm. I felt this like this thing, like, oh my gosh, like he has just really tapped into that soulful part of himself.
You felt her clearing his aura.
Yeah. Literally. And he let her do it. He wasn't like, don't touch me. He was so accepting of this woman, and I thought that says everything about him. He's just so open to the world, and he gives back to the world. Like that, yeah. It clearly moved me in like the in like the 2 minutes we were backstage getting a photo, like that all of this happened.
Were you like considering Reiki after that? You're like, maybe I'll try it.
No, it definitely.
No, but she wears the gloves though, which I
that
think
was
is fantastic.
Weird.
Yeah,
I guess it's she's trying choice. To feel his energy. Like I don't know, maybe it. Traps
I thought maybe
this.
She was trying to absorb it into the gloves and maybe like wash herself with it.
Oh my God, I would do that.
Right, like, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I'm so
like,
weird.
I would be like the evil person that was like, I want to suck all of your life force out of you and give
what's
it to me.
What's in your gloves?
Stings aura.
Oh man, I can't think of anyone like. There's just so many people that I would have loved to meet. Like Marlon Brando. Like most of mine are deceased. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So Marlon Brando would have been one. And everyone talks about how beautiful he is. And he was a pretty attractive man.
Not in the end, honey.
Not in the end.
He was like the size of a small island. The island of Dr.
And he didn't wear shoes. Did not wear shoes. Don't get that. But all I ever wanted was to have lunch with him. That's it. I feel like that would be such a cool experience. Jack Nicholson
would love to meet.
Rita Moreno would love to meet just to ask her how bad was Marlon Brando to you. Like, I just want to know.
If you're having lunch with a celebrity, would you offer to pay? Would you reach for the check?
No, I would just wait for the restaurant to comp it, because if they see you're with a celebrity, then they just don't. Celebrities, for some reason, don't pay for anything, so.
Oh, see, I would have just pretend. I was like, just show face and just be like, yeah.
Yeah, you would reach for it.
I'll pay. Oh, no, I don't have to pay. Oh, that's right. I'm with Marlon Brando.
What happened?
You just
there?
Ordered an $1,800 bottle of wine.
What
happens? Sure, I'll charge that.
Right, yeah.
What if you reach for it? Yeah, the restaurant.
Take out a second loan.
The restaurant puts it down. You reach for it.
Nope, never reach for it.
Marlon doesn't say anything.
You know what? He seems like the type that would not say anything. Like, he would let me pay for it.
Yeah, seems like it.
So, on second, no.
He didn't even want his Academy Award. So, like, hello. Mm. Guys, I had so many other things to talk to you about today.
Uh-huh.
Just really quickly.
Okay.
Why has Kathy Griffin lawyered up?
That whole situation.
She's not been charged with anything. No one's suing her. Can somebody tell me why she's lawyered up after this whole Donald Trump fake beheading stunt
she
pulled off?
She needs someone.
Okay. So she's up there in her press conference crying about how she's being bullied and harassed by the Trump family. Meanwhile, you did this over here. I just want to know, like, why do you think she felt the need to, like, lawyer up?
I think she just wants attention. I, like, it sounds so basic and just so, like, obvious that I feel like that's all it is. She has nothing else going on.
The FBI or, like, Trump is going to sic someone on her?
Well, she knows they have to investigate.
I'm surprised.
I feel like it's mandatory.
I'm surprised her being a comedian. She doesn't go by the comedian's first rule. Every joke only has one punchline.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think she's going for more than one punchline. The first punchline didn't work.
Right.
So she's trying to have another punchline, and it's just like, stop. Just go away. I think she's trying to laugh everything off, and it just keeps getting worse.
No, she's like turned into like,
watch.
Yeah, she's now turned into this like, the funny thing, what I'm laughing at now is that she's playing the victim. And you guys know I'm not, like, the world's biggest Donald Trump supporter, whatever. But, like, you made your bed.
Yep.
And so you can't now unring that bell and then expect people to feel sorry for you.
I just want to know what she was thinking in the moment she posted the photo. Like, was she sitting there really thinking, this is a great idea. This is going to get a lot
of
laughs
like she
and
was,
retweets.
There was no smile on her face. She was like very, the picture of her holding the beheaded Donald Trump, like she's got a very serious look on her face. It didn't look, I've always thought that she's tried too hard anyway.
Because what's her intention with the photo?
I've never really thought that she's never made me laugh. She's always been sort of like this outrageous sort of person, but I've never felt her funny. But I didn't see anything comedic about what she was doing. She's saying, uh-huh. Oh, we're comedians. We draw the line and then we push it to the side.
Right.
I didn't find anything funny about like what she did. And in the photo, it didn't look like she was trying to be funny. It looked like she was making a statement. And I think that's why, like, Secret Service got involved and people took it so seriously. And there was all that backlash. Like, there was nothing funny about what she did.
Well, I think what she said in the press conference was, you know, she thinks that this may ruin her career. Her career may be over. And I think that this press conference thing was just one of the last gasping grasps of trying to save career that is clearly going underwater because of what she did.
I mean, she did have a show called My Life on the D-List, let's be honest.
I remember that, yeah.
And it's the part of the whole victim mentality now. Nobody takes
responsibility
of what they do anymore. It's all a victim, or I forgot to take this medication, or so and so did this. It's not my fault. And it's just another case of that. It's like, come on, just enough already.
So I guarantee if she just said her apology, it would have all blown over by the next day.
Yeah, maybe she
and it kind of did until she decided I'm going to lawyer up and have a press conference.
Right, exactly.
Which was
okay.
Scratching my head about that one.
Want to get your thoughts. We haven't talked in a couple weeks because we've been busy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Wow, this is, like, going to be one of our longest podcasts to date.
All right, so I'm going to save mine for next because it's about conspiracy theories. And about one I heard yesterday.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it right now.
All right, jot it down.
But it's dealing with Paul McCartney, which I didn't even know this one existed until Whitney Ullman told me about it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Probably. So we'll talk about this next week. All right, so tune in for another episode of Around
the
Mic.
He's doing it again.
Brandon Flowers is right outside the door, so Spring's got to get to that.
Absolutely.
I'm not crying.
Go into iTunes or TuneIn Radio, wherever you're listening today. Give us a nice 5-star rating. It makes Mike happy.
Thanks.
Thanks for that. We will be back with you next week for another episode of Around the Mic. I am Heather DeLuca with Mike and Social Spring of The Mike Show, which you can hear weekdays 5:30 to 10 here on SoJo.
Wait, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There they go. Look at them. Look at there they go.
Oh, they're so
about
cute.
To click on something else now.
Wait,
look, it's Brandon Flowers.